Parashas Bamidbar, you have the minyan of Klal Yisrael, and then the minyan has all the different shvatim and so on, and then you have a new term introduced: Bechonu Bnei Yisrael Ish Al Machnehu, V'Ish Al Diglo Tzavoysam, that Klal Yisrael where each person was in his machne, and each person was al digla letzevoisam. The Chazal over here elaborate a lot. They speak about the musig of where the golem came from. So it says that Klal Yisrael, the Lashon Chazal is Medrash Rabban, a few different versions, Rabban and Chuma. Chiba gdoyle chiba HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a big chiba of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shasom d'golim kemalach ha'asharis k'dei shuni karen. That it's a, they were able to have the golem so that they should be nicker. So the chiba of Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them the golem in order to be nicker. So the first thing is, Chazal point out that it is a type of chiba for Klal Yisrael. And then it says, where did it come from? They were all set up as dgolim. Shenema dogel merivava. Kiv shoyis yisrael shemasim dgolim dgolim. When Klai Yisrael saw that they had dgolim, his chilum misavim dgolim. They began to crave for dgolim. Omru alavai kachor anasim dgolim kemoisim. Halavai we should also become dgolim. The kachnemer veri besayoyin says sinai shetu ba'atreishon shel biyayin and v'digal yava. So they wanted to have the dgolim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mani Savisim Lasis Dgolim, you wanted to make Dgolim, Chayecham Shani Mala Mishal Asecham. Yimal Hashem Kol Mishal Asecham. Miyad Adi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zini Sova, Moshe Lech Asesam Dgolim Kma Shani Savu. So there are two or three Nekudas here in the Chazal that is seem to bring out about the Dgolim. The first thing is that the place where Klal Yisrael saw the golem, in other words, to put it in a sharper frame, the sheirish of the golem lies in the malachim. In other words, the golem is shaykh to olam malachim, and Klal Yisrael had no musig on the concept of the golem until they didn't see malachim, which is interesting. In other words, it doesn't seem to be such a far-fetched thing to have the golem. Then it says they were nisave to it. It's an interesting lashon. It was something that they were nisave. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, hoil v'nisavu, that's why you can have the golem. So it seems that had they not been nisave to it, there wouldn't have been any golem. The golem are something that dafka come about as a toitzah, of his avu. In other words, you needed to have Klal Yisrael wanting to have the golem, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to them. Mash without it, not. So it really begs the question of what the inyan of the golem are. You find also Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're asking for trouble, because until now there was no kin and sin in Klal Yisrael. And now there's going to be in Klal Yisrael kin and sinner, because who's first, who's second, who's standing at the right side, who's standing at the left side, who's standing in the front, who's standing in the back. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, they already have a simen mi beis avoysam, meaning by when they carried Yaakov Avinu's aron, they had a certain seder, and kifi that seder, they'll go along. So, there's something hogufa. The seder that they have from the obvious, I guess now they're not jealous anymore. But the whole Seder was, I mean, you had to create a Seder Ashvatim. So you are saying that this Shevet is more Chashuv, this Shevet less Chashuv. It seems to be almost as if he's answering that since it already was there by Yaakov, the Beis Avosam, it's not going to cause any jealousy. One more place where Chazal of Madgish, the Inyan of the Golem, and speak about it a lot, is in Shir HaShirim. It says in the beginning of Perek Zayin, the Shulamis, who's the beloved one, is wavering between the other Benos Yerushalayim who are trying to take her away from her dod and from beloved one. In other words, Umas HaOlam taking her away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they cry out to her, Shuvi Shuvi Shulamis, come back. Shuvi Shuvi V'nechzebach. We're going to give you a very prominent position. V'nechzebach, as I'll say, is like V'atah Sechze. It will appoint you. In other words, if you come to us, you're going to have a malchus. You're going to have a leadership. So to which they reply, Matechsu Bashulamis. She replies, Matechsu Bashulamis Kimcholas Hamachnoim. There's nothing that you could give me better than Mecholas Hamachnoim, the circle of Machnes. To which which are the Dgolim. Rashi says, "V'yomeres matersal shulamis magdula temichon lifsokli." There's nothing give me bigger shetei shovel gdulasi, afilu legdulas dgolai, mecholis machleis hamidva. The gdula that we're talking about is the mecholis hamachnoyim, the camping ground. But it's a very interesting lashon, mecholas hamachnoyim, the circle of machnes. There's nothing you can give me bigger than that. It's referring back again to that goal. So Klal Yisrael finds its yichud. In other words, Klal Yisrael says that there's nothing we could possibly get as big as that. We can't get anything that is as great as the mecholas hamachnoyim. There's another. People make a mistake. The meaning of the word degel is the translation of the word degel is maligned. People translate the word degel as a flag, and that is not seem to be the exact. That's not the right translation. Rashi all over when he translates the word degel, he translates it as meaning an asifa, a gathering. We will be misasif. The word degel in everywhere where Rashi translates the word nidgol or and dogol and so on, it's all a group. Rashi says the word osos is that they had a sign. In other words, each group had a banner with some symbol on it. That's the osos for the dgolim. The Targum teaches it. Tiksei, which sounds like it is sort of the banner or the flag or so on and so forth, but I think it's built on a chazal. It says in Shir HaShirim, a rabbah, it says that, you know, where the Klal Yisrael see the golem, also going on Vidigloi Avo, Vishom Ra'isi, it says Michoel Vidigloi, Arasina, I saw Michoel Vidigloi, Gavril Vidigloi, I saw Michoel and his group, Gavril and his group, Vero Einait Kosim Shal Mailo, I saw the different flags or banners, v'ahavtim, and I fell in love with it. So it's a second step. In other words, first of all, you had the musig of a group, Michoel v'ime, and Gavril v'ime, and so on and so forth, Gavril v'digle, Michoel v'digle, and also each one had the tiksei, each one had a flag with a color on it, that was his symbol. So the mashmos is, the exact taich of degel is a group, and since the groups tend to have a banner or a flag, that has become kind of one meaning, a borrowed meaning. But that's not the emesa meaning of the word degel. But it's also hard to understand. It says, and Klal Yisrael was very enamored by the color banner they saw. I mean, whatever it means, Michoel and Ime and Gabriel, and each one had a flag with a bright color. It's something that's very, very hard to hear what the what's the bright color. It means Klap and Mila. And Klal Yisrael was very enamored by the ceremony, by the flags, and so on. And that's why they wanted it. So, what does it mean exactly? Let's try to understand the golem, since it's the most central feature of Klal Yisrael. It's what Klal Yisrael accomplished in the Midbar. In the Midbar, they became golem, and the Sheirish of the golem, we said, is Lamala and Malachim, and so on. Every single person's, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, every person's mitzias of self requires a certain ki'ilu arichuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that I'm aware of myself and my sense of self means that I have to ki'ilu not be shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because if I am, then what am I? Just like a person, Alken Yazif Isha Saviv Es Imoy, for a person to start his own metzias and his own life, there's a certain richuk, there's an aziva from Aviv Imoy, because it's a step, he has to take a step away to become himself. The himself, the sense of self, is ki'ilu a stira to the sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's all-encompassing, hakol and taking everything around, everything being HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we tell a person to be machnia himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that the person should be nichna to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and mizbatl to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we automatically associate it with a sense of loss of self. A misa, the neshama goes back lemala, but I lost my sense of self. I became absorbed in kaviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I don't exist anymore as my own entity. That is the paradox, so to speak, of avodas Hashem versus metzias Adam. A person doesn't have a metzias if he's bottled HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not shayach to HaKadosh Baruch, and if he's wants to be shayach to himself, wants to have metzias, he's pulling away to some degree from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is, however, an exception to the rule. Well, not an exception to the rule, there's another metzias that changes this. For instance, let's take a marshal we can relate to. A person is a lord over an estate, and he has peasants. So the peasants have a loss of character and individuality, because their metzias is a nameless metzias given in numbers. So these are, I have 1,000 peasants on my estates, I have 100,000 peasants on my estates. So the more I have, the less significant any one of them is, and each one lost his metzias. But if I take somebody and I say, this person is my right-hand man, this person is the one who enforces everything, all the gzeiros I make, this one carries out this one carries out that, the person gets a metzias, not b'teiras. He has his personal metzias as part of my encompassing metzias. In other words, I deher the person deheres his self, but until now his self was that he was an other. So the only way before this setup, the only way you could be a self is if you were a different feudal lord. So he's the lord of this manor, I'm the lord of this manor. But when the person becomes a yochid, or better said, a meyuchad, as part of a greater Metzius, a person has both entities. He has in himself the Metzius of being bottled to the great Metzius, and he is a somebody. In other words, he's defined. His Metzius is defined. He's the sergeant of arms. He's the personal secretary. He's the executor of the command and so on. So he now has a personal Metzius within the greater context of Kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, Avdur Malka Malka. If you're an Eved of a Melech, you're also a Melech. That's only true if you have a certain Metzius. If not, then you're nothing. But the Eved of the Melech, the prime minister of the king, is an extremely harsh of a position because he's both prime minister and of the king. So Klal Yisrael, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him out from Mitzrayim, had never seen a Metzius where, in other words, going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu means to become Avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like in Mitzrayim, they had no Metzius, Lechura, this also would not give him Metzius. When they saw the Bria of Malachim, they saw that each one had a Metzius Bifnei Atzmoy, and Kuloy as in within the Metzius Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Malach is a Bria that has two halves of his name. Raphael has the Refua aspect, and the Kael aspect to it, and Gavriel, and Michael, and so on. Malachim come in with two suffixes, either Vav Nun or an Aleph Lamed. But the Malachim carry in themselves both halves. So on the one hand, I'm Kulei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kael is my, I'm a Chelik of Kael, but I have a Yichud because I have a specific Chelik. So as opposed to a person who has a mob at his disposal, a person who's a rabble-rouser, and his koyach is to get up and to speak and get 10,000 people to riot. So the people that go with him, they can be a very strong force. They can topple a government. But each person is battle. It says in by Korach that his wife told him, what's the difference? If you whoever's the leader, you're still going to beat a pawn over here. It doesn't make a difference. It's not going to make any difference. No, everybody, it's just a mass of people. With 100,000 people shouting or screaming or rioting, I can topple the government. So there is a metzias of a tzibur that destroys any shaykhs of yachid. An army, l'moshel, each person has a yichud. You're in charge of this, you're supposed to carry out this, you're doing this, you're doing that. And each person, in the one hand, he is a member of something very big. On the other hand, he has a metzius of himself as defined within the role that he plays in it. So malachim are the first chelik of the Bria that has both in it. The rest of the Bria is kaviyachol menutik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's kind of pulled aside, whereas this is a metzias that is kula HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and yet each chelik has it. So Michael has his chelik, and Gavriel has his chelik, and so on and so forth. So b'meila the chalakim, the malachim are the chelik of the bria that carries in itself a self definition. And a hachlola, and being kol kuloi bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when Klal Yisrael saw that when they saw that Har Sinai, they were misaved to it, and that's the lashon of Chazal. They were misaved to it means. Let's give a mashal. If you take a group of people, each one has a specific tchuna. The way in which you discover the pnimius of each person's tchuna is through what he would like to do. You have a group of kids, and one kid likes to take apart things and put them together. and one kid likes to run around, and one kid likes to read, and one kid likes to head groups and whatever it is and do things. The misave is the gilui of the person's own pnimius. Kolzman, there was no misave from Klal Yisrael, then there's no makom. How do I give a person his yichidus? His yichidus has to come from within himself. So it's only when Klal Yisrael dehered in themselves that when Klal Yisrael began to think, wow, I would love to be a Michoel, I'd love to be a Gavri, I would love to find my Nekuda. There was a Nekuda of self waiting to come out. That's when they were ready for it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, since you are Misave for it, you're going to get the Golem. So the Golem is a Metzias, it's a new Metzias of something which is Arkev HaTrei Rachshi. It straddles two worlds. It straddles the Metzias Atzmis, and the Metzias Kolelos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's where Klal Yisrael was. I want to explain the musig of the musig of the color on each flag, the tkasim. I mean, we're talking of, so in the midbar, it was a nice way. You could say, okay, we have to find each shevet. Ah, I see this symbol, it's Reuven. I see this symbol, it's Shimon, and so on and so forth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, things that exist in the world that are that have in themselves the Bria as we have it has in itself a lot of physical representations of things that are higher. One of those in Yanim is colors. Let's give an example of where we're coming from. A person with Lolenu can't see anything. He has a problem, a practical problem. He'll bump into things, he'll fall into things, he won't know where to go to. So the chush of sight in its gross form is a necessity for a lot of other things. It's very, very functional. A person who's colorblind, totally colorless, he has no colors, there is not going to be enough gemina really in terms of the functional part of the vision, to see where he's going, to watch out for dangers, and so on and so forth. It pretty much, that's, you know, the vast majority of those functions are just, all you need to see is black and white. That's not significant. It colors, even when we speak about it, we say, this is, we struggle, sometimes we find the same color. We can give just a certain amount of names, and we say that it is a different shade. It's red, but it's a different shade of red. All colors are, ke'ilu, I say, it's of the same general group, but this is red, and this is blue, and this is white, and this is yellow. Ke'ilu, the primary function of a color is when I give each things that are the same, I distinguish and I say it's another shade of the same thing. Even colloquially, we find that the word used very common in Sfarim is the gavan. When they want to talk about different shades of avoida, different shades of something which is of the same nature, a different gavan. It's a different shade, a different color. Gavan means a color, and it means in Aramis a similarity. You know, when I say kigoin, like things that are similar, begavna, kigavna means like. The things that are the same, and yet there's a shade of difference. So whenever I speak of gavon, I speak kehai gavon also means the same case, but I'm always emphasizing of the same nature as a shade of something. Gavna cheres means a different oifen. The word oifen means there's similarity, but it's done in a different way. He did the same thing, but it did it in a different way. So the word gavna and gavon, meaning colors, it gives over that nekuda very strongly. We're talking about things that are the same in terms of an inherent nature, but a different way of the same thing. So I can have candies. There's candies and there's vegetables. Those are two different things. But the candies themselves, I can have a blue candy, I can have a yellow candy, I can have a white candy. And basically, what I'm saying is it's the same thing, but it's a different shade and a different nature. So in the world of malachim, malachim are all, Mishar say, kale. In a person, you can say the differences come from dargis, yetzaharis, and the nisyonos, and a lot of other things. In malachim, which are all brias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're all of, in the nature of likus and so on, yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Chaf Beis Rivivan. The word Chaf Beis Rivivan, that it says, that's where they stored the golem, is Chaf Beis Rivivan is Meramis on Ribui. And let's see it. The Maral says it in different places. The word Rivivan is the largest number that we have in Lashon Kodesh. Literally, it means an awesome amount. A Ribui. It is Ribui. That's what the word means. It means a lot. It's the embodiment of a lot for us. Chaf Beis is the Maral says always that the Chaf and the Beis are always the Ribui. The 2 and the 2, the 20 are always Ribui. The largest number, it says the Shechinah Sheira, on 22,000. That's the number ki'ilui, that's meramez, the ribui, the great ribui. That's the remez of that number. So the great ribui is, malachim is 22,000. And l'chura, that would mean that malachim are a mob. You have a mob of malachim. They came down into the world organized as rivivan. They came as the golem, sorry. They came down, the Chaf Beis Rivivan, and they came down as the golem. In other words, the malachim weren't a mob. There was a Michoel-type malach and a Gavriel-type malach, and a real. And Michoel has a makom, and Gavriel has a makom, and a real has a makom, and Foil has a makom. And each one has his makom and his yichud as part of Kvod Shemayim. So in that mitzias, Klal Yisrael realized that it's possible to deher yourself as part of a mitzias koilelus, as a mitzias of something that is kulei Hashem, and yet you have a mitzias. If it's kulei Hashem, it's not a big chon pat and everything in it. Every single one has his yichud in yamin, in smoil, in mala, in mata, in the shevet rishon, shevet sheni, shevet shlishi. So the dgolim are the positions. The word nidgol, nidgol means to be misasif together, but it's not just an asifa. There's hakel and there's esoif. Nidgol is when you get together as an army, like tzvos. The golem mean we came together, we misasif together, in a oifin of being of having very clear sense of who I am, who he is, what the other one is. Bitoiras, members of that group. That's what a degel is. Visually, a degel has in itself, carries a banner with a tseva, an ois, because that's where it's possible to give an ois. I can now distinguish and say, these are all Kvod Shemayim. The Rivvay Malachim is all Kvod Shemayim. But each one of them is a shade of Kvod Shemayim. It's a different governor of Kvod Shemayim. And that's where those tekasim came from. It's not the pshat, it wasn't just Malachim didn't need to have a color to help in case Michoel loses a child, there's nowhere to find him. It's Michoel's, within the visual field of Michoel, Michoel has a gavon, and Gavriel has the opposite gavon. And so on and so forth. The in the vikuach of Klal Yisrael, with the Umas Olam. Shuvi Shuva Shulamis. So the Umas Olam offer, they say, whatever it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you, whatever position of prominence, we will give it to you. Like God says, V'ata Sechze is a lush of appointed to godless. They say, okay, Shuvi Shuva Shulamis V'nechze Boch means we will see to it that you become appointed as a Roish. And she says that, you know, there's nothing you could give me like Mechelas HaMachnoyim. What's the nature of Mechelas HaMachnoyim? Sayyid Sharm says this knage. There are, in the world of shapes, in the meaning of shapes, a grid is something which distinguishes and allows for different positions. So a square or anything like that has in itself front, back, side. That is the metzius of things that are square and have different sides to themselves. So whenever you have sides, Maral speaks about the Dalit Malchias, each one going away from the center. The chilukim are there when you have something which is lined up in a square shape. So the dgolim are square shaped. They have each degel has three shvatim all around the Mizrach, Meiriv, and Dorim, and Tzofen. That is the mokoyim of his chalkus, and this is so far away. This is two shvatim from the center and the right side of the center. These are two shvatim to the left side, and so on. That is those in Yonim that work with lines have that property. There's an interesting Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't boirei anything that's square. There's a Yerushalmi, Maisris, Darm. The Yerushalmi asks, the Yerushalmi translates some min as being square. And Yerushalmi says there's no such thing, mitzad briyas ha'olam, people impart shapes that are square. The bria tends to be rounded, leaves and so on. Everything has a rounded type of shape. A mechoil, a circle, is one thing that's koil everything shove. In a circle, it's hard to say the beginning of a circle, the end of the circle, the front, the back. Circular by nature means that it's everything is ke'ilu one, and there's no ischalkus in it. So the Klal Yisrael tells Umas HaOlam, whatever greatness you can impart on me, whatever godless I can have amongst Umas HaOlam, is only it's a particular point, and it's not part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. It's minutik. So if you're a melech amongst Umas HaOlam, a melech goyim, each one is a separate goy, and by definition, he's menutik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael had an extraordinary combination of mecholas hamachnoyim, the machnes formed a mechol, so that on the one hand, there was ischalkus, on the other hand, it was kisher b'lev echad, and b'meila, but at the end of it, I'm just fulfilling the role of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In as much as they're doing Ratzon Hashem, there's no beginning, there's no end. Shevet Dan, who's the Maskal Machnes, is as chashev as Yehuda that leads. In terms of a particular tafkid, each one has a yichud. In terms of the klolius, they're all together. So the only echetimtza of having an almost paradoxical metzias of mecholas hamachnoyim is it was shayach to Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. In this Metzias, Klal Yisrael was able to have a Metzias each one had his own metzias, and each one was part of the metzias kolelas, and all part of Ratzon Hashem. The counting in the Midbar Sinai was Chodesh Hasheni. It was Iyar, and Chazal say that Iyar is called Ziv, because that's when the Ziv Aretz, the Ziv Eilonos, that's when you have the trees begin to shine brightly. It's when things are in full bloom, and you get the full complement of the Svarim, so on and so forth. It's nice. There's an oimek to why. I mean, Ziv is a month. I mean, it's nice that it's very nice outside, and you know, the beauty of the trees is coming out and so on. But what's in the kuda here? Why it happened to Chodesh Hasheni and Nisan is the month when things begin to blossom. Hanitzanim Nira Ba'aretz, Nisan's like Nitzan, and Nisan's Chodesh Aviv. It's when things begin to blossom. The Nekuda of things beginning to blossom is very, very significant. It's a racious. But in the very early stage of something blossoming, you don't have a chance to see the yichud of that particular pre-crop, anything. The Gemara has there's a concept called koitzel l'shachas, that if I grow a crop, I can cut it down when it's still grass before it develops into whatever it is, and feed that. It has some value. but there is no shachas comes only one type. It's shachas. Hay is hay. There's no shachas of wheat. Shachas. It, at the stage that things blossomed, they all babies look alike. They don't have it. It's very hard. You don't have the uniqueness of the parts of they all look fairly similar. So when things begin to grow, there's no hischalkus to give each one its gavon. The first point where we begin to see the yoifi of each one is in Ziv, in Chosiv. In other words, that's where you begin to see this is the color of this, this is the color of this, these are the leaves of this, this is the fruit of this, this is the blossom of this. It's when you start seeing the yoifi and the yichud are one and the same in the world. So in Chodesh HaSheni, and like we mentioned before, Sheni is when Malachim were created. Sheni is when Ischalkus started in the world. The two is always the number of Ischalkus. So what's nicker in the world is the separate nuance, the separate shade, the separate tzura of each and every Nivra is Nivlat in the second month. And that's why in the Chodesh year, this is when the time to put Klaus on the Degolem and to give each person his own nuanced Metzias is Shaykh. In Nisan, whenever it went out of Mitzrayim, it was one group. It was not yet Shaykh to distinguish each the Shvatim. It was Klal Yisrael, it was Bnei Yisrael, and that's it. They didn't go out of Shvatim. I mean, Chazal speak about it, but it's not mentioned, not given a Tzur and Torah Shabbat. He in the Midbar is in the second month is where you start having the beginning of that Ischalkus. But the Ischalkus has to be in as part of the whole thing. Tension between a person understanding that everything should be bottled like a Shbaruchu and the innate sense that a person has of Atzmius is really from the hard tensions for Baal Nefesh and Avodas Hashem. A person is built to grow big and to accomplish and to be proud of his self. That's the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us. The sense of self that we have expresses in itself the fact that we have a name. every single there's a hashgacha pratis and hashgacha minis. By balechayim it's hashgacha minis. By adam it's hashgacha pratis. We have a tzur as a prat, and therefore we have to realize ourselves as prat. And when we mevatla ourselves or our rotzen to a klal, to a kadosh baruch, whatever it is, we have a sense keilu that we have to give up on something. It's, you know, I could have become very big. Now I'm just another person. I'm not allowed to boast about anything. I'm not allowed to say anything about myself. I'm not allowed to push myself. I have to work on my anova and so on and so forth. So there's a certain eina nili mili. I have no way of expressing self. So the Torah tells us that within the great klal of Avdei Hashem, there's a bria called HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a metzias that allows for both to happen at the same time. Malachim are kuloy Hashem. They theoretically have no Yitzhahara, and they're only doing Gibora Kochos Edvaro. And yet each Malach has his own metzias. Gavriel is the Gvura, and he's Kael. Rifal is Rifua, and he's Kael, and so on. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the second day, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Chiluk in the world, and things took on a different gavon, for the first time it was possible to identify Elyonim and Tachtonim. We had a frame of reference that allowed for different variations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria of Malachim, which combine the sense of being part of the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what is it that I personally am contributing to this oneness? It's one of the things that we sometimes have a hard time in Kedusha, when we say that v'korazal zeh mekadmim rishus emizeh, there's a whole malachim are busy. They're busy getting together. And the mekabel rishus from each other, they're giving rishus, noisim rishus alazeh, karazal alazeh. There's a whole asik of getting everybody together. The Teretz says the bria of malachim is that it's a zeh el zeh. There are different malachim. That's the whole metzias of malachim. They are the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzava is a ribui of malachim. There's rivvan malachim, and yet they all are part of Kael. So Malachim say Shira because each Malach is different and because each Malach is part of the exact same Metzias. That's how Malachim say Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael at Maimed Har Sinai saw this as well. Klal Yisrael, they heard this as well. And Klal Yisrael was able to get the same Metzias. When a person makes a cheshbon nefesh and thinks about himself, reflects on himself, if our only hisbainus was I'm a nobody, everything's for Hashem, that's a depressing thought. It's not depressing. It's against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us for. A person's thought has to be, what can I do for Kvod Shemayim? You know, it's, where are my specific chiyuvim? Where do I have to push more than somebody else? Because I have that. I have those abilities, I have those responsibilities. Whatever it is, the person's sense of self is found in discovering what he can do. Yes, I know that this person, nobody else is required to learn as much as me. But I know that I have it in me to sit and to learn and to learn and to learn. I know that nobody else is required to have the patience that I have. But I was given the ability, so I have a specialty to be a lot more patient than other people are. I know that other people don't daven as long, but HaKadosh Baruch gave me a lev nishpach, and I can daven, and that's me. I realize myself because I can be shayfach libi, and so on. That's an extraordinary bonus. That's what, and until a person is not nis'ave for it, a person doesn't see that surah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's one of those things that if you don't understand it, it's not going to come. Im ein ani li mili goes on this. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, it gives klolis to give mitzvahs. Tarek mitzvah is given for everybody. So to be part of the mechoil, doing all the mitzvahs, the Shulchan is given everybody. But the person's is vainus. But why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create me specifically? What are my specific inyanim that I can accomplish? That's where a person becomes part of the mechoilas and machnoyim. There's nothing as big in the world. A person, it's a dilemma when a person is faced between having chshivas asmis or being a nameless avdar malka. And that's a real nisayon. But where a person dehares that he can be mechoilas and machnoyim, that in the world of the mechoil, and the big mechoil of Klai HaKadosh Baruch Hu is composed of different machnes. I can be a Ruvain, and I can be a Nasi of Shevet Ruvain, and yet mitzad sheni be one of the Sheshim Ribui. That's where a person dehares it. And that's the yichud of such a mahalach is the beauty doesn't lie in the beginning of the blossoming where everything is fairly the same. That's the koyach achius, and everything that's tzomeach is tzomeach. When everything takes on its own gavon, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, all plants are the same. And all plants have their own shade and their own beauty and their own ziv. And that's where a person finds the real nuchas and nefesh. The person dehers, dim ein ani limilu, ch'ni latzmi mo'ani. A person has no existence if he dehers himself le'atzmi. If the tachlis is for myself, I am doing this and this and this for myself, not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then ma'ani, he has no metzias, so every person is here and gone, and that's the end of it. So that he finds in the mechoil shaboy. But v'im'ena nili mili, but if ma is a lashon of existence. Existence I have because I am part of the big machine of Kvod Shemayim. But the yichud, the me, the ma I have when I'm not Kishal Atzmi, the me I have when I'm li. When a person asks himself, fine, to be part of the klal, I keep the tayag mitzvahs. That's one half of the mitzvahs. And everything I'm going to do is for that. But what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in this world for? If I have a harder job in area A, B, or C, or D, it's because this is me. It's not, this is where I find myself. And when a person has that sense, when a person is able to have the mechol and the machnayim, to have the sense of kulal Hashem and his own gaben, there's a special yoif in it. There's a special beauty, because the beauty HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in this world is when things that seem to be the same, each one comes with its own shade, and with its own nuance, and with its own special color and flavor. That's where you get the ziv of the elements.
Yeah.